Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 23, verses 55 and 56. As his body was taken away, the women from Galilee followed and saw the tomb where his body was placed. Then they went home and prepared spices and ointments to anoint his body. But by the time they were finished, the Sabbath had begun. So they rested as required by the law. There's something beautifully impressive about these verses, isn't there? The women must have been totally devastated by the death of their Lord. I'd imagine that they were experiencing a mixture of devastation and anger, mingled with fear that the Romans might be coming for them next. But amid all of this, they were concerned to do the right thing and to anoint the body of Jesus. On the Friday itself, there was very little time to do anything. Jesus had died at 3 p.m., and the Jewish Sabbath began at about 6 p.m. Joseph of Arimathea asked for the body of Jesus. He probably did so to avoid the corpse being left to the dogs and vultures, which was normal practice with the bodies of criminals. Joseph was a member of the Jewish council, but clearly thought well of Jesus. He was, we are told, waiting for the kingdom of God. He had a lot of work to do to remove the body from the cross and then to place it in his family tomb before dusk. The women had no time to anoint Jesus' body, but they found out where the body had been laid so that they could return to it early on Sunday morning once the Sabbath was over. They scurried home to prepare the spices and ointments. I find it deeply moving that amid their deep grief, we see their devotion to Jesus. When a crisis hits us, it's very easy for us to turn in on ourselves and to do nothing, but they didn't. They turned to those practical things that they could do to show their love for the Lord. Tragic as the circumstances were, preparing for Jesus' burial was the very best that they could do. Let me ask you a question. What do you learn from the devotion of these women? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you for the simple, practical devotion of these women. Help us to keep serving you, however tough the circumstances. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which can be accessed at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.